Case, please.
Case number 10,426, Miriam P. McCabe, east of Road 394A, 1,970 feet south of Route 54. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. I'm Ken Feaster with Steve Parsons' office from Ocean View, Delaware. This is Miriam McCabe. If we could get Ms. McCabe sworn in, please.
State your full name and residence for the record, please.
Miriam P. McCabe, 38173 Sound Church Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Ms. McCabe, the address that you gave as your mailing address, is that the location of the property that's at issue in this application?
Yes.
And how did you become aware that the property is not in strict compliance with the requirements that you made the application for?
I was refinancing with another bank.
And who made you aware of that?
The surveyor.
And who was your surveyor?
Ronald Kaufman. Okay.
Was this property originally part of a larger piece of property?
Yes, my grandfather's and my parents.
And when was the property subdivided?
Mm. 86.
Okay. What were the circumstances of that subdivision?
Well, my mother kind of wanted a lot of her own because it was a lot of her own. And then it was my grandparents, then it went to my mother. And then my mother got she got sick. And then she felt like uncomfortable because there wasn't enough property of her own anymore. So she wanted a little parcel of her own. So then my brother sold off to her one little parcel.
Okay. Did you personally do the subdivision? You mentioned it was your family that had done that, correct?
Oh, they all did that.
Okay.
It wasn't mine at all.
When did you obtain this particular piece of property?
To about 98.
Okay. And what were the circumstances of you obtaining the property?
She just felt that if she got really ill or anything, she wanted me to have it later in years.
Okay. And did you place the home on the property?
No, she did.
She did. Mm-hmm. And when approximately was the home placed on the property?
Probably 87.
Okay. Now, if this variance is not granted, would it create a hardship for you?
It would, because if I would have to move it, it would probably tear up, and it would be very expensive, and I can't afford to build there right now.
You don't have the means to
absolutely
move
not.
The property?
Okay. Not at all.
Now, if the variance was not granted to you tonight, would you have any other use for the property?
No.
Okay. You wouldn't be able to reside there
no.
otherwise?
No.
Okay. Now, is it fair to say then that this home has been there for approximately 22 years?
Mm-hmm.
Is it part of the character of the area, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
And if the variance is granted, would it in any way change the character of the area?
Not at all.
Okay. And would the granting of the variance impair the use or development of any of the surrounding areas?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Is there any other modification or variance that would be lesser that would allow you to use the property as your home? Is there anything less that could be granted aside from what you're asking for?
No, okay. It has to be that.
And have any of the neighbors or anybody that owns property in that area expressed any objection to you of the granting of this variance?
Absolutely not, that I'm aware of.
Thank you. I have no further questions. If the board has any questions for Ms. McCabe, she'll certainly be happy to answer those now.
The inspector's remarks indicate it used to be part of an on-farm home, at least 10 acres, and was sold off for Bayside.
Yes, that's actually from Lawrence, Mr. Lank.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It has a CO.
Mm-hmm. An 88.
Is the need for the front yard variance, did it have anything to do with the cul-de-sac that was put in when the road was?
Bayside put that there.
Okay, but that's, in other words, it was in compliance before the cul-de-sac was put in. Mrs. Isaacs, do you know?
I don't know.
Because that road used to go on through.
It sure did. It was a real thoroughfare then.
So I guess.
And I didn't know of any problems back then, you know?
Well, that's what I was getting at. The cul-de-sac, there was no cul-de-sac there before.
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bergman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
One other question. It says on the application, request permission to retain an existing manufactured home on less than 10 acres, and then the survey shows a one-story frame house. What's on the property?
A double wide.
Okay. So, okay. Can we answer the question?
All right. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10426, as it's been there for quite a long time. I don't think it is altered such a character neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,426. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.